Air Force is telling us they're estimating 1,400 warplanes will fly into Iraq over the next 24 hours. That's
to
down
try
hundreds.
To get Saddam Hussein and his inner circle to leave.
31-year-old Hunter Bell admits he's addicted.
Not only am I watching TV, but I'm also listening to radio stations and looking at the internet, excuse me.
Bell was up till 3:30 in the morning early in the war. Since then, he's scaled back a bit, hitting the sack between midnight and 1, but he concedes the late nights are taking a toll on his office job.
Yesterday, I was very groggy and not so focused. It took me a couple of hours to get in gear for work.
At the Sleep Disorders Center of Alabama, Medical Director Robert Deckel says sleep deprivation is a big problem, a $100 billion a year problem when you take into account medical costs and lost worker productivity.
If a person gets so sleep deprived, they may actually fall asleep standing up.
Usually, though, it's a lot more subtle than that. A study in this month's issue of the journal Sleep finds that people who sleep only 4 to 6 hours a night instead of the recommended 8 hours have shorter attention spans and slower reaction times. Deckel says most sleep-deprived workers probably don't even know they're underperforming.
If a person is sitting in front of a computer and they're watching or monitoring certain things happening, they're actually having episodes of what we call microsleep. They may sit there and they may look like their eyes are wide open, but they're missing the cue on the screen.
That means sleepy workers aren't just inefficient, they can be dangerous. The Chernobyl, Three Mile Island, and the Exxon Valdez catastrophes have been tied to sleep-deprived workers. An estimated 40 million Americans are chronically ill with various sleep disorders. 20 to 30 million more experience intermittent insomnia, especially in times of war or great stress. Still, Deckel says employers haven't awakened to the huge toll this takes on the workplace.
There are a lot of operations that go, 24 hours a day. And they'll have people who are working these various shifts. Now, the most insane thing in the world, I think, that someone ever came up with is these rotating shifts. One day the person may work a 7 to 3 shift, and then they'll work the 3 to 11 shift, and then they'll work the 11 to 7 shift. And so their body never actually gets to adapt to a certain sleep-wake schedule. And we know that that's folly, it's stupidity.
Workers who keep a more regular schedule may be lulled into thinking they're getting enough sleep, but Deckel says there's one surefire test. If you need an alarm clock to wake up, you're not getting enough sleep. For WBHM, I'm Tanya Ott. Thank you.